I'm Sally Sherman.
News Radio KONP presents The Todd Ortloff Show. Now from Port Angeles, it's Todd Ortloff.
All right. Welcome once again to the program. Always fun. Every month we bring Kevin Holt in. He is Certified Business Advisor for the North Peninsula SBDC. This is a free service. If anything he has grabs you, you can give him a call and we'll give you his contact info here before we get done with the segment. But we bring him in to talk about business-related issues and things, as I like to say, affect you even if you don't own or run a business. If you work for one, these things are going to affect you as well. So, Kevin, good to see you again.
Thank you, Todd. It is absolutely wonderful to be here. I can't believe another month has passed us by.
Going by. All right. So we're going to talk about networking, and specifically in your notes that you sent in before we did this, you wanted to talk about why should I network if everybody already knows me?
A common problem.
And I'm sure you hear this because people say, well, you know, I don't need to advertise. I don't need to tell anybody. They just know where I am.
Here we are in this. Well, I'm sure Stephanie hears it, too.
Yeah.
Here we are in this small town where everybody knows everybody. So, you know, why on earth should I go out and shake hands and hand out business cards? And the reason for that is knowing something doesn't mean doing something. I know I should lose weight. I know I should organize the basement. I know I should donate my old clothes. But until something compels me to do that, I'm just going to know it. So if somebody comes from out of town to visit, yeah, I'll clean up the basement. Mm-hmm. If my doctor gives me some grievous news, I'll say, well, I better lose weight. But wouldn't it be nice if you're running a business, if you volunteer for a nonprofit, if you're in one of our local service organizations, wouldn't it be nice if you could engage people and motivate them to participate by something other than bad medical news or relatives mm-hmm. coming from out of town? So I like to tell my clients that in order to make people change from knowing about you to choosing you, and choosing you is what we want, choosing, take action, is you need three things. You need to be engaging. You need to be meaningful. And you need to be memorable. So to get me to choose you, you have to drive preference.
Now, I mean, this is just, I giggle because I know, and I may be just as guilty as the next one of the, I did some networking. I went to this thing and I handed out business cards. I laid them all out on the table.
You laid them out on the table and they're probably still there. Yeah.
It's not networking, right?
Well, it's the question of how do you drive preference?
Right.
And business cards are part of it, but not laying them on the table. Because when they're laying on the table, they don't mean anything. So we need to make those business cards mean something, so we'll pick it up. So we prepare to network with three proven tools. The first tool is questions. The second tool is an elevator speech. And the third tool is a tagline. There's also some physical tools, and we'll talk about those in a minute. Okay. But when I ask my clients to do more networking, they always reply, well, what do I talk about? You know, who can I talk to? And why would anybody talk to me? And questions are the answer. Okay. I say questions are the networker's power tools. And the best questions are specific, but they're also open-ended. And I'll play a little joke on Todd that he wasn't expecting and say, I just met Todd at a chamber event, and I said, hey, Todd, I hear you're also in a band. Gosh, what's the name of that band?
Black Diamond Junction.
That's right. Well, you know, Todd, that sounds really exciting. Tell me, what do you like about being in that band?
Boy, that's a good question. Lots of things. And I see what you're doing.
Exactly.
Here.
and it just took one question.
And here we are in a conversation about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And I might say, hey, is there anything that's not working out for you?
Right.
And maybe you'll say, you know, we need a saxophone player
or
we need a
trombone.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So now I've got something. I've got something you need, which means that as I circulate around the room, if by happenstance I happen to find somebody who has what you need, I could run across the room and connect you to. I can say, you know, Todd, you were telling me that you guys needed a new roadie. And Sam over here just told me he's got 3 years experience and he's looking for a gig. And who will you both remember now?
I'll remember you because you got me something that I
needed.
That's
right.
Yeah, right.
And so without spending any money, and in this case, without even handing out a business card, I've just become memorable.
Easy as that. And really, it's a matter of listening.
And
engaging, as you mentioned. Yeah.
It
and
is.
And paying attention.
And now the little seed is planted in your head that maybe I'm an okay guy.
Right. And when I need your service, I'm going to go to you.
Or when you hear somebody else that might need my service, you'll think of me.
Right.
And you'll recommend me. And recommendations, as we know from the internet, are very powerful. So another way to be memorable is to have that elevator speech. You know, ever since the dot-com boom, we've heard about the elevator speech, and you've got 10 floors to make your point. Well, the most important part of an elevator speech, in my opinion, is that it makes you think about who you are and what you do and who you do it for, which just happens to be the recipe for an elevator speech. Who are you? What do you do? And who do you do it for? We call that your benefits, your target market, and your differentiation. So when you sit down and say, well, Kevin, how am I going to make an elevator speech? I ask people to talk about those three things. Who are you? Meaning, what do you offer me? Mm-hmm. Why am I better off for working with you? And then what specifically do you do? And then who is your best customer? Who do you do it for? And so one way to kind of work your way through that is to think about the best customer you've ever had this year. And imagine you're talking to them before you met them. So think about what a great fit you were, how things worked out so well. And again, I want to emphasize, whether you own a business, volunteer for a nonprofit, or work for a service club, these are important things to accomplish for any of those groups. So it's important to be authentic. I could write your elevator speech for you, but that wouldn't be you. It has to come from you. It has to be relevant. You talk to the person about what you do that's good for them. And then again, you've got to be concise. This has to be short. The power of it is you never know when you might meet someone, when you can say those three things really quick and you are memorable. The other thing I really coach my clients on is practice. Go to a chamber meeting. Take it for a spin. See how it works. Practice, practice, and remember it. I tell my clients, when I go to your funeral, I want to knock on your coffin, and I want to hear your elevator speech.
And with that, too, I would think it becomes less stodgy. I use that word in the sense of, or staged, if you will. You start to get to where you can just converse.
It becomes genuine, right? It's your own words, and they're speaking for you. The other thing I'd like to remind people of is it's recyclable. You can take that elevator speech and you can use it in your email signature. You know, whenever we start a new social media site like Twitter or Facebook, they say, hey, give us your bio. And of course, we all sit there in front of the computer and go, I don't know what to say. So how about just plug in that elevator speech? If you happen to be fortunate enough to be selected for a chamber presentation and they say, hey, could you send us your bio? Well, send them your elevator speech. Okay. Exactly. LinkedIn, Facebook, all of these places are great places to plug in that work so you can reuse the work you've done. So now we're going to go on to the tagline. A tagline is like an elevator speech for your elevator speech. It's something that helps you remember very clearly that you just talked to somebody really cool. So there's several ways to develop that. That, again, is a matter of sitting down and making your words work. But I've got a group here that are fun to kind of talk about.
Sure. Yeah,
and so in looking at that, there are strategies, there are recipes. There's a twofold message, common sense, uncommon results. There are unique commitments. You know, we try harder. We all remember that's Amos Renacar. There is addressing a specific need for women whose eyes are older than they are. So we're talking about a very specific need. How about that old watch commercial? It takes a licking and keeps on ticking. I remember that's Timex, was 40, 50 years ago. Bring a benefit. Let your fingers do the walking. We don't do that too much anymore, but that's a good, good tagline. Reach out and touch someone, the old long distance tagline. So you will see ways to bring what you do into focus using that tagline model.
You know, what's interesting you bring up too is that all of those are selling a benefit in those taglines, and that's an important thing because there's a difference between, because everybody hears about, I'm the best at this. But you got to, if you can refocus that in a way, this is my, you know, marketing 101 into a benefit, that what's in it for me.
Always.
So when I hear your tagline, that it's like, oh, Kevin's going to do that for me.
That's what I'm going to get.
I'm the greatest at what I do.
Precisely. Hopefully that you're the greatest will follow. But first, what's in it for me? It's the question we all ask.
Right.
Now,
right.
I mentioned physical tools.
Yep.
Let's talk about business cards. Business cards are interesting. I see people spend hours and dollars creating them, and they spend the rest of their lives in their wallet. We have an old saying in small business, cards do their best work in somebody else's hands. So we say don't leave home without them. We say drop business cards whenever you mail something. Mm-hmm. Whether you're paying a bill or sending a bill, you might have something somebody else needs. And if you've got a business card out there, they're going to think of you first. When you get one, ask for, well, pardon me, when you give one out, ask for one back.
Right, yeah.
And stand there and look at it for a minute. Ask a few questions. Make a note on it. That flatters the person that's giving it to you and makes you memorable again. Be generous. I always give them out three at a time, and you would be surprised how many times that second and third one comes back in the form of a call for an appointment.
Yeah, yeah, because then somebody feels like when they get that question, well, do you know a guy that does blah, blah? You know what? I do, and I have a card.
Exactly.
And they don't feel like they're giving up their card.
Right.
They've got an extra,
they want to hold on to yours, but they'll give one away.
Yeah.
The last thing has kind of an overarching concept of, well, so let me think about this all in one recipe. So networking tips. Mm-hmm. Bring your business cards. Wear your name tag. I'm wearing mine right now because it builds trust. It expresses a willingness to communicate, and it provides an introduction. Everybody says, well, what's SBDC? And that gets me into a conversation right there. And they've started with a question. And then when you go to network, don't go when you're tired. Don't go when you're hungry. And don't eat lunch with everybody else. That's when you want to do your talking. Have your cards ready. Introduce yourself. Use your elevator speech and ask lots of questions. So I've got plenty of in-depth information about how to make this even more practical.
Exactly. I know you encourage people to give you a call because
please do.
Your service, the best selling, the WIFM for us, the what's in it for me is it's free.
That's exactly right. You cannot beat the price.
I love it.
And so all it takes is your time.
Where is the best place to practice networking, would you say, to start? I'm just saying, you know, you've got a brand new business, and you say, okay, Kevin, I'm going to take you up on it. I'm going to get my thing on it. But, you don't want to go out and fall down too hard, but you'd still want to be able to do it for real.
That'll be memorable, too.
Yeah, true.
So there is no such thing as bad publicity.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, I recommend those networking environments like chamber meetings, business events, things where you know you're going to interact with a lot of people, you're going to be scared, you're going to make mistakes, and guess what? That's going to make you more human.
Right.
Because they're going to go through the same thing. And so you really just need to get out there and start doing it.
And isn't that kind of a problem with folks? You may run into this. They say, well, I want to do it, but they don't
Precisely.
Want to go to a chamber meeting for fear that they're at a chamber. You know, these are all business people. I'm not going to go around that. That might be exactly who you need to practice on.
I have very unexpected advice in that regard, and I tell this to my clients, whether it's networking, sales, or some other non-cost, non-asset-based activity, go out and fail. There's absolutely nothing wrong with going out and falling flat on your face. That's how you learn. How did you learn to ride a bicycle? You skinned your knees.
That's right.
That's right.
Right. Or in my case, I ran flat into a wall a couple of times, which was good. And it was memorable.
I remember something about ladders, but we won't bring that up.
No, that one I remember. I learned something from that, too. But
yes,
we'll
did.
That's another show. All right, Kevin Holt, we get a hold of you at what? Let's see. I got to get
that is
number.
865-4938. You know it's the 360. 865-4938. Give me a call. We'll get you networking and on to business success.
And you also have a little blog spot, too. Do you want to promo that?
I do. Yeah. That is northpeninsulasbdc.blogspot.com.
Right, with all sorts of lovely tidbits and things. And again, it's a great resource, and I wish more people would continue to try to use it. I hopefully we're getting your getting people your way, because
they are coming my way. They're telling me they heard me on KONP. Some folks listen to the podcast, or as I call it, the Toddcast.
Yes, the Toddcast.
And we get the word out that way. But any way you look at it, you can't beat the price. I'm tearing up the radio station. Sorry about that. Can't beat the price, and all it takes is your time, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you at 865-4938.
All right, Kevin. We'll talk in a month, all right?
A pleasure. Thank you very much.
Kevin Holt there from the SBDC here locally, and we've got all that contact info for him down here at the station as well. You can give us a call. Back with more in a moment.
This is the Todd Ortloff Show on News Radio 1450 KONP.
Jody Wilkie is a working single mom who's had enough of tax schemes that hurt us all, especially the working class poor. Enough of government-mandated land use regulations that put low-cost housing out of reach. Enough of policies that put emphasis on fish and the environment before people's needs. We must elect Jody Wilkie for true representation for all of us in the 24th District.
Paid for by Elect Jody Wilkie, Republican.
There are 4 days to save now through Sunday at the Parking Lot Super Sale at every Coastal in the Northwest.
Coastal Farm and Ranch, we're just what the country needs.
Shop a special buy of Durango boots and save up to $90. Shorts, flip-flops, sandals, and select discontinued summer wear from Carhartt is 40% off regular prices. Save an additional 40% off Red Tag clothing and boots, and an additional 15% off all other Red Tag merchandise, excludes firearms. Save big on Liberty Safes, select DeWalt, mowers, jeans, and so much more. Plus, get 10-cent hot dogs and free drinks from 11 to 2 on Saturday. All at the Parking Lot Super Sale now through Sunday. Coastal since 1963 and just what the country needs. All items limited to stock on hand. No rain check. See store for details.
Coastal Farm and Ranch. We're just what the country needs.
Now open in Squim in Bell Creek Plaza.
At Olympic Medical Physicians, our certified nurse midwives do more than just provide personalized prenatal and delivery care. As advanced registered nurse practitioners in the field of women's health, they offer a wide range of services, support, and education. Consider a nurse midwife for your well woman gynecological needs. Call 360-565-0999 for details or to schedule an appointment. No referral required.
McDonald's McCafé frozen lemonades are the perfect way to escape. If your heart is racing, chill out with a frozen classic lemonade. Grab some excitement with a frozen strawberry lemonade. And when you want a little fun, let loose with both. McCafé frozen lemonades are back at McDonald's. And right now, any small McCafé drink is just $2 on McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu. And a small McCafé hot coffee is just $1. Where will your sip take you? Excludes iced coffee. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal.
If you can't get an appointment or don't have a doctor, remember ClinicCare. We can handle your primary health care needs, and you never need an appointment. ClinicCare, 621 East Front Street, 452-5000. We make health care easier and more affordable.
My name is Ruth Rusi. I volunteer with United Way, reading to children to help prepare them for a better academic future. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Going to spend a few minutes talking about the big back-to-school events, plural. There's one happening in Port Angeles and also one in Squim, as has been the case the last few years. And we've got a couple of, three folks that are involved in various one way or the other with either or both of those. And we welcome to the studio Philomena Lund, who's with the Squim Kiwanis Club. We're going to be talking to you about the Squim events. Patsine DeShiel is here from the Port Angeles School District, and Lisa Lyon from Lutheran Family Services to talk about the Port Angeles events as well. So let's go over to Philomena first and talk about Squim, because that's coming up on the I didn't mark the date. The 10th,
August,
right?
August 10th. Yeah,
there
yes,
you go.
August
okay.
10th at Walmart.
Okay, so for those who don't know, in Squim, and this will jump right into what's happening in Port Angeles, what's happening on the 10th at Walmart, you're going to
The school district is going to bring a bus with a bus driver. So the bus will be there, not necessarily to fill with supplies, but it's just a kind of a visual there. Mm-hmm. The bus driver will be there to answer questions, perhaps, about routes. So then the volunteers that come, which will be a lot of members from our Kiwanis Club and parents from the Boys and Girls Club and anybody else that wants to volunteer, we will be standing out in front of Walmart with a watermelon bin. And as people come from their cars into the store, we will be greeting them and handing them a list of supplies. Right. It's a composite of all the teachers in the school district of what kids might need. We hand it to them, ask them if they would like to donate. Many times the people go in and bring out several bags, sometimes a cart full of things, sometimes just one or two items. But the bin gets filled up a number of times between 2 and 6, and it's a good start for the back-to-school fair, which is what we are
right.
collecting the items for.
And your back-to-school fair is going to happen what date?
August 25th, right. A Saturday from 10 to 1.
All right. And that's at the Squim Boys and Girls Club again this year? Okay.
Yes.
Very good. So, and this is very similar to what you'll hear we're going to be doing in Port Angeles as well.
Correct.
And, you know, we've just kind of come to a part in society where, you know, school, you don't just show up at school anymore. You need stuff. And unfortunately, there's a lot of families that may not be able to afford a lot of the stuff. And it seems like the list gets longer and longer as we go. Okay, so that's happening the 10th down at the Squim Walmart, for
Correct.
Folks to know, yeah.
Yes.
Now at Port Angeles Walmart, tomorrow is going to be a similar event happening. And Patsy, let's talk a little bit about what's happening tomorrow there.
So we will also have a bus, a school bus, parked at Walmart for the visual, but we will let people put their donations right on the school bus. And this year for fun, we thought we would offer to take pictures of people as they do that to post on our district website, just kind
Very
of a
cool.
fun little social media aspect of that.
Exactly. Now, are you also handing out, like a list, a shopping list, if you will, such
we
as
will.
In Squim?
We will. We have our lists ready. It's a sort of generic list for the school district. And if people are so inclined, they can get a list, and as they go in Walmart and do their shopping, if they wouldn't mind picking up a couple of items from the list, bring it out to us, we would so appreciate that.
Right. And that will all be gathered for an event on the 18th, which is,
yes.
I guess, a week before the Squim event. The handout will happen at the back-to-school event for Port Angeles Schools on
That's
the 18th.
Right. That's right. So our event is August 18th at Jefferson Elementary from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and we will have lots of resources and school supplies, backpacks, and we'll also have some fun things for people to do.
All right. Now, Lisa has been on doing this for I don't know how many years now. Lisa Lyon from Lutheran Family Services. And really, this is a project that started with your group and just right. kind of has evolved into what we're talking about now, getting the districts directly involved with this. Because of right. what I just said, there's just so much need for folks. Some kids couldn't even show up with all that they needed to get school started.
Exactly. So this is our 10th year. Believe that or not.
Yeah, no
10th year of a community-wide event. We've always done some much smaller distributions throughout the community, really brought together community partners to do one event to really have the best benefit for families. And every year it gets bigger, not only the amount of kiddos and families we serve, but engagement from the community has grown every year, and that's really what we like to see.
And we should also point out, if you can't make it out for one of these shopping events or some drop-offs, if you want to collect some things, we've got a list, including our studios here at 721 East 1st Street. But a number of places have boxes in their lobbies, for example.
Right. Yeah, there's tons of partners. First Fed, Irwin Dental, Warner Davis Insurance, Ray Groover, State Farm, Steve Methner. There's a whole list. You can find those on Lutheran Community Services Facebook page. So lots of opportunities sure. to give. So we're doing the Stuff the Bus tomorrow at Walmart. There'll be another really fun event that's new this year. Irwin Dental has partnered with our Lefties baseball team. And so August 3rd, come out to see the Lefties play and bring school supplies. There'll be some Kiwanis folks, and we'll be there to collect those supplies for our event as well. So lots of opportunities for the community to participate and give. If you don't want to shop, don't want to purchase stuff, you can.
Cash works too, doesn't
cash
it?
Works yeah. great. Cash works
in both
great.
Cases as well. Philomena, go back to you just a bit, because Kiwanis Club has taken this on as a project down in Squim, as you just pointed out, because you guys are all about kids, so it certainly right. does fit with the Kiwanis right. Mission. But there really is a need. I think in Squim, PA, wherever you go where they have these events, just how many families really use these services?
Yes, and it's both a physical need and, to me, an emotional need. The kids, when they receive these backpacks of supplies, they are able to hear from the community, "We support you. We mm-hmm. care about your education. We're in this with you." It's a community event. And to me, that's the bigger picture, to let kids know that education isn't just something they do. It's yeah. something we all do.
Yeah. How many folks have you served, would you say, to come through at the Squim event? I don't know if you might know offhand about.
Roughly 800 people wow. come wow. through the door. Now, yeah. that includes parents. There are about 450 book bags with supplies given out every year. And
that's a significant number.
That's a significant number from the last couple of years, yes.
Right. Patsine, I don't know, roughly, but about the same in PA, would you say?
Well, I understand last year that we had 1,000 people at this event, and we estimated there were about 700 children served.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Now, and I know part of this as well, and Patsine, you alluded to this, not only is the handing out of things, but it really is call it a fair, for lack of a better term, but really a chance for people, if you don't need a backpack full of stuff, you can come and learn about everything from school bus routes to getting a haircut, right?
That's right. We're working on getting haircutters. They're always in big demand, so we're working on that. We will also have our transportation director on hand, and she will be able to talk about bus routes and any questions.
So we have lots of providers in the community that come on board. Yeah. We'll have dental providers. We'll have immunizations on board. Just fun activities.
Really, and as we've mentioned in the past, really intended to be kind of the one-stop shop to get kicked off to get ready for school.
Absolutely. Right? It's a great place for families to come and learn about services in the community, get connected to their schools, get the supplies they need, and have a fun day.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, but we can't make that happen unless you guys stuff the buses. And that's what we're hoping will happen over the next couple of weeks here with these two events that that are going on in Squimmin here in Port Angeles as well. And again, go on Facebook and go to your Facebook page has a list of everybody that you can drop
Lutheran
off.
Community Services Northwest Facebook.
Okay.
Has a list of all the drop-off locations. Come to Stuff the Bus. Come to KONP.
Yep, just come to our studios. Bring stuff. We'll get them to wherever they need to go.
Come out and see the Lefties August 3rd. That's a great opportunity to have fun.
Yeah.
And Squim at the Walmart on the 10th. And the time's again 2 to 6, was that right?
2 to 6. Okay. And our Stuff the Bus event, we're starting on Tuesday, and putting bins in places around the town.
Okay, is there a place in Squim that people could go to look up where those bins might be?
Sure, try the Boys and Girls Club webpage, events tab.
Perfect. All right. Good luck, guys. And I know we're going to have you, at least some of you, back a little closer to the big events coming up next month as well. But let's get people out there. Buy a couple extra, a backpack here, some pencils there, whatever you can, and help out all of these families that are in need. Good talk to you. Good luck. It's hard to believe we're talking about back to school already, but here we go. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with more.
This is the Todd Ortloff Show on News Radio 1450 KONP.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event, and now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing, and now is the best time to buy. With great offers on many Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs, what better way to make summer go right than with Ford, America's best-selling brand? Stop by any local Ford dealer and see all the exciting models and technology that make the Ford lineup even more incredible than ever. And see how they will make every ride go right during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales.
Wright Brothers Aviation invites you to reach for the sky. Wright Brothers can be your air taxi and get you to destinations throughout the region, leaving and returning on your schedule. Fly to Seattle, Victoria, SeaTac, you name it. Again, on your schedule. Wright Brothers provides scenic charter flights and flying lessons too. Reach for the sky with Wright Brothers Aviation at Fairchild Airport. Call 452-6226 or go to WrightBrothers.com.
What makes Easy Pawn East such a gem? Maybe it's all of the beautiful shimmering jewelry you'll find inside. Or maybe it's that almost all jewelry repair can be done in store on the same day while you wait. Easy Pawn is your jewelry headquarters. We have our in-store 3D CAD design for custom jewelry and remounts. We offer free jewelry cleaning and inspection Monday, Thursday, and Friday. And we have GIA grads on staff to handle most anything. Easy Pawn on Highway 101 in Port Angeles. It's a gem.
This is Debbie Wheeler, nurse practitioner in Port Angeles with Primary Care Solutions. If you're new to the area or looking for a provider, give me a call and set up an appointment. Call 360-205-7865 or at DeborahWheelerARNP.com. For women's health, general exams, CDL physicals, or general primary care, call Primary Care Solutions at 360-205-7865. Most major insurance accepted, discounts offered for payment at time of service.
President Trump is trying to bolster his support among farmers who are not happy about his trade fight with China.
President Trump in Iowa blaming lower U.S. crop and livestock prices on China retaliating for his trade tariffs.
China's doing a little number. They want to attack the farm belt because they know the farmers love me.
But that honeymoon may be on the rocks. Farm state Republicans and their voters furious the president's China trade taxes and that country's retaliation are already squeezing U.S. farm sales and profits. Andy Field, ABC News.
The president is now in Illinois speaking at a steel mill. ABC News has learned the chief financial officer for the Trump Organization, Alan Weisselberg, has been called to testify before a federal grand jury in New York. It is not clear when that would happen. Wall Street today, Facebook stock plunged again, closing down 19% following a 24% plunge that wiped out more than $100 billion in market value. There are concerns about future revenue. The Dow gained 100 points, though. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Here's your AccuWeather.com forecast. Mostly sunny this afternoon. Today's high, 77. Clear tonight, low, 54. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Friday's high, 76. Clear tomorrow night, you'll be able to see that full buck moon, low, 55. And mostly sunny Saturday with a high of 76. Sunday, plenty of sunshine, high, 77. When you're away from your radio, you can keep up to date with the free AccuWeather app. For AccuWeather.com, I'm Sally Sherman.
Welcome back to the program. Jennifer Dulski is asking workers a simple question, and one we may not think about all that much. Are you a manager or a movement starter? Dulski's head of groups and community at Facebook. She's a former president of Change.org and says both are important, but the world needs movement starters now more than ever. ABC Sherry Preston spoke with Dulski this past week about her new book, Purposeful. They talked about what exactly a movement starter is and why they're so imperative in the workforce today.
The subtitle of your book is, Are You a Manager or a Movement Starter? What exactly is the difference?
By this, I am not trying to say that managers aren't adding value. Managers are great. We need them in all our organizations. They help grow people's careers and so forth. I draw the distinction, though, because managers are people who might say, we're doing the best with what we're given. Whereas movement starters are those people who say there must be more that we can do.
There's a real need out there, it seems, among a lot of people to make the world a better place. And it's something that maybe people aren't getting in their regular jobs. How do you do that simply with, say, let's say a Facebook group?
Well, you really can start a movement with just about anything. The thing that most people don't realize about movements is that they all start with either one person or a small group of individuals and one small step. So that first step can be something as basic as starting a petition, starting a Facebook group, emailing your friends, anything that lets you say, this is my vision for the world or my workplace or my neighborhood. This is why it matters to me. And here's a story about why it's important.
So when you do that, what are the keys to actually growing and getting more people involved? Or you obviously have to have the passion at the first place, but how do you move it to the next step?
That's right. So passion and courage are first required. I often liken starting a movement to starting a standing ovation. It's that first brave person in the crowd who stands up and says, I'm going to clap for this. But the key is that, you know, you don't have a movement until you have other supporters or followers. And so like in a standing ovation, you know, once those second and third people stand up, that's the beginning of a movement. And to attract those people in real life, not in a, you know, an audience. Basically, again, you can use these techniques like starting a Facebook community, starting a petition, anything that, you know, a crowdfunding campaign, anything that allows you to rally other people together in the same space around your purpose.
So you actually are transforming just a simple idea into something that more and more people actually care about. Some people might go, come on, this is too hard for me to do. What do you tell them?
It's really not. The thing is, I've had this front row seat in my career, as you mentioned, at change.org and now at Facebook, to watching regular people ignite change every single day. And in Purposeful, I tell the stories of everyone from teenagers to a young woman with Down syndrome to you know, grandparents, like everybody you can imagine is able to start these kinds of movements. And again, some of them are to change things in their workplace. Some of them have changed national laws and everything in between.
Do you think sometimes people are sort of taken aback and a little bit scared when it comes to, they think of entrepreneurship as something, oh, I have to make something. I have to, you know, manufacture something. But really, there's some great stories in your book about people who just, you know, felt the need to talk about something. The woman who wanted to wear the hijab, and she started a movement about people talking about that. Can you tell a little bit more about that story? It's such a great one.
That's right. So that's the story of Manal Rostam. She's a young woman from Egypt who, she actually started this group because of a personal tragedy she was in, where she was on a bus, tour bus with her cousin. They switched seats, and then this bus ended up getting in a horrible accident, and her cousin died and she lived. And so she felt like she had this huge gratitude for being alive, and she expressed that gratitude through starting to wear the hijab, the Muslim head covering for women. And she faced some discrimination, and so she wanted to talk to other people who were having the same experience, and she started a Facebook group called Surviving Hijab. And she invited 50 of her friends to this group, and over the period of a couple years, it has now grown to 500,000 women all around the world, supporting each other, sharing stories and photos and videos of themselves in the hijab. And because they were able to gather such a big community, together they also have leverage. And they were then able to persuade Nike to make the first ever brand of athletic wear for hijabi women called Nike Pro Hijab, which came out in January of this year.
I think that is such a great story. Now, finally, these days, the power is not just believing in your mission and setting up something like a Facebook group or, whatever, any kind of site. It's also marketing your mission. But that in the new world is easier to do than ever, isn't it, as well?
So much easier to reach large numbers of people and to mobilize people than it ever was before. And there are great stories in Purposeful, again, of people like Greta Rose Van Reel, who's known as the Instagram queen. And she started several businesses before her 30s. And one of the things she did was just reach out to other people who she thought might be interested in her idea. One of her early ideas was called Tea Talks. It's like the idea of a detox, but done through a tea. And she reached out to other young women like herself, each of whom had maybe 1,000 followers on Instagram. She sent them free samples of her tea. And together they created this army of people who loved this idea. And she grew that business to $600,000 a month in the first 6 months by, again, mobilizing people around that idea.
So just get some people. And but really, the purpose is where it all begins. Thank you so much, Jennifer. This has been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
DNA led to the arrest in a cold case murder of an 8-year-old girl in Indiana. John Miller was arrested after allegedly admitting to abducting, sexually assaulting, and choking April Tinsley. With more on that story, here's ABC's Whit Johnson.
The FBI now has a more detailed description of the suspected killer.
This guy is a monster. He's a coward.
It's the unthinkable crime that haunted Fort Wayne, Indiana for 3 decades.
A big break in a decades-old cold case.
Until a clue hidden in a genetic code landed a suspected child murderer behind bars. The arrest, part of a new wave of crime solving, linking DNA with genealogy to hunt the most violent offenders. 1988, a killer on the loose, taunting police, threatening to strike again. The face of an innocent young girl thrust into the national spotlight. 8-year-old April Tinsley going to play at a friend's house, but never making it home. Little April kidnapped, raped, and strangled, her body dumped in a ditch. The case baffling authorities, the mysterious killer inflicting more fear, leaving rambling, misspelled messages, authorities say, like this carving on a barn door 2 years after the murder. I kill 8-year-old April. I will kill again. Then, in 2004, according to police, more notes left at the homes of other young girls, reading, "Hi, honey, I've been watching you. You are my next victim." Investigators say DNA from some of those notes matched DNA found at the crime scene. But for decades, nothing. Then, a stunning development.
30 years. 30 years this family has waited for answers. We were able to give them some of those answers.
Police taking 59-year-old John D. Miller into custody about 6 miles from where April's body was found. Investigators say they asked Miller if he knew why he was being questioned. His response, April Tinsley. Then, according to police, a confession.
Today is a big win for law enforcement. And this investigation illustrates the dogged determination of the investigators who never wavered, never gave up, and kept moving forward for the last 30 years.
The break, police say, thanks to a new cutting-edge tool combining the power of DNA, genealogy, and the internet. Creating a genetic profile from crime scene DNA, authorities say they uploaded it to a public database called GEDmatch, leading police to identify relatives, then zeroing in on a suspected killer, John Miller. Investigators later recovering a DNA sample from Miller's trash that, they say, tied him to April's murder.
This is the fifth case that has been announced in which we were able to help investigators determine who the suspect is.
Genetic genealogist Cece Moore made a name for herself, connecting families to long-lost relatives.
The power of genetic genealogy is tremendous. I've seen it for many years in its ability to reunite families, and it's just as powerful for law enforcement.
Now she's working with a lab in Virginia and law enforcement attempting to solve the most challenging cold cases, like the Tinsley murder.
We were able to use genetic genealogy to narrow it down to two brothers. Once we get to that point, we turn it over to law enforcement, and they have to investigate those brothers and determine which one is most likely the suspect.
John Miller's brother says he, too, was interrogated by police.
And they questioned me for about an hour and a half, plus they took my DNA.
He now says he wants nothing to do with his brother.
As far as I'm concerned, when they told me that he confessed to this crime, my brother died. I'm done.
The murder of little April Tinsley, just the latest in a series of high-profile cases, cracked, investigators say, using the same cutting-edge technique. The first to make worldwide headlines, the so-called Golden State Killer, an elusive criminal whose reign of terror across California in the 70s and 80s, police say included threatening phone calls to his victims. But in April, investigators say that GEDmatch website helped lead to the arrest of 72-year-old Joseph D'Angelo, the former police officer now charged with a dozen murders, suspected of committing more than 50 rapes. And just last month, according to police, DNA left on a restaurant napkin, busting open the 1986 unsolved murder of 12-year-old Michelle Welch. Officers arresting 66-year-old Gary Hartman. He's pleaded not guilty. Then days later, across the country in Pennsylvania, a popular DJ arrested in a 25-year-old cold case, the murder of teacher Christy Morak in 1992. Investigators using genetic genealogy to track 49-year-old Raymond Rowe, then lifting a DNA sample from his water bottle and chewing gum. Rowe charged with homicide. Law enforcement agencies across the country are now hoping to use the new technology to solve their cases. And for the families of those murder victims, fresh hope following decades of unanswered questions. I'm Whit Johnson.
We'll take a break. Be back with more right after this.
Are you interested in public service and the future of your utility? The Board of Commissioners of Clallam County PUD is now accepting applications from individuals interested in being considered for appointment to fill a vacancy on the board. Applicants must reside in and be registered to vote in the 2nd District of Clallam County PUD. For more information and application instructions, visit clallampud.net/vacancy. Applications will be accepted until 4:30 p.m. on Tuesday, July 31st. Clallam County PUD, bringing energy to life.
Mark Gustafson, funeral director for Harper Ridgeview and Squim Valley Funeral Chapels.
The very first thing and the most important thing that I discuss with the family is them and their family, to find out how they're doing and to help them through the most difficult time of their life. And I help them all the way from the time that I bring their loved one into my care, all the way to taking care of documents, funeral services, everything. And even after the fact, I'm still there to help them when they need something.
Harper Ridgeview Funeral Chapel and Squim Valley Funeral Chapel, because your loved ones deserve the best.
creating a budget and sticking to it. Why is it so hard? ABC's Daria Albinger spoke with Constance Spire, a branch manager at PNC Bank in Morgantown, West Virginia. She says if you're in this situation, you're not alone. And if you're confused, she's got a few tips to get you going.
This is something that we all should know how to do. And in fact, we're always told how we should know how to do it. But so many of us do not know how to develop a budget. Why is that?
A lot of the problem with budgeting is a lot of people don't know where square one is. And it's kind of this like monumentous event where we have to create this budget. And instead of kind of breaking it down from step to step. So I think the first and most important thing in terms of developing a budget is knowing where your money goes. Too often we try to formulate a plan and then automatically make all of our spending fit into that plan. And I think that's a little bit backwards. We have to understand where our money goes first before we spend it, before we can create a plan.
One of the things, too, that I know when I think of the word budget and austerity automatically comes to mind. And that doesn't necessarily have to be the case, does it?
No, not at all. So I think it's easy to view it as just creating financial wellness for yourself. So instead of calling it a budget or calling it, you know, something like that, even just focusing on, you know, financial wellness and how do you get yourself to that space. So probably for us, the most important thing is knowing where your money goes first and foremost. So track it. Take the time to spend, you know, a week, maybe 2 weeks writing down literally, you know, every single thing that you spend. Kind of like when you're trying to physical wellness or going on a diet. Okay, we have to know what we're doing first to kind of set that baseline.
So we're talking about physical health, right? Which is a lot like your physical health.
Correct. Yeah. So they kind of go hand in hand. You know, your financial wellness is really important to your physical health. A lot of the parallels are similar. So first and foremost, knowing where your money goes. So I think we've all had that example where we've had $20 in our pocket at the beginning of the day. And at the end of the day, we have like a dollar and some change and really have no idea where that money went.
Boy, I've been there more than once. Okay, so now we're going to track everything for a week. We're going to find out where our money goes. What's step two?
Finding a format that works for you. You know, going through those purchases and seeing where is your money going. And then figuring out, okay, when we know where our money goes, how do we allot it? Where did we spend money this month? So, you know, what was our utilities? What are our fixed expenses? So again, kind of coming in and seeing what did we spend and what did we spend it on, and then kind of categorizing that. Online banking systems are a lot more advanced than when my parents did their budget. So for a lot of people, that's kind of the easiest thing for them to be able to do is, you know, keep track of it online. Some people still like to use a paper budget. So finding a format that works for you.
Not too long ago, I spoke to somebody from the Penny Hoarder. One thing that they had suggested, which I found somewhat interesting, is that you should have two checking accounts. One checking account is for the things that you absolutely have to pay for every week. The other is for your fun. Do you agree with that?
That's kind of how we've designed a lot of our budgeting project, even in, you know, with PNC Bank. We have a virtual wallet package that has three different accounts tied into one. So very similar to what you're saying is the first account is kind of spending. The second account allows you to segment out purchases that you know that you're going to be needing so you can see it separate. Yes, you do need two checking accounts, but I would say you also need that third account to focus on that savings aspect of it as well.
Just like starting a diet, starting it is easy. Losing the weight, well, it's not easy, but it's a lot easier than maintaining the weight loss.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you start the budget, you start it with the best of intentions. Sticking to it, though, that's another matter, isn't it?
Yes, that's absolutely true. So I think one thing that people may lose track of in terms of budgeting is they set this lofty goal and it's something that they maybe really can't achieve. So that's one thing is being realistic with your budget and starting small. If, let's say, you're spending, you know, $50 a week going out to eat lunches, things like that, let's talk about making some small changes packing lunch. Are you able to, you know, kind of see that and then calculate out in terms of that? Or finding cheaper substitutes. So do you need a latte or can you get a regular cup of coffee? Maybe your budget isn't where you want it to be at this point in time and maybe you're spending too much money. Don't go from saying, okay, I have $200 a month that I just have for spending expenses down to $25 because you're never going to be able to meet those goals.
Some advice on setting a budget from Constance Byers, a branch manager at PNC Bank in Morgantown, West Virginia. Now the goal is to maintain that budget. You can do it. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
And that'll do it for our program this afternoon. Thanks for joining us. We'll check in with ABC News coming up next.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing, and now is the best time to buy. With great offers on many Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs, what better way to make summer go right than with Ford, America's best-selling brand? Stop by any local Ford dealer and see all the exciting models and technology that make the Ford lineup even more incredible than ever. And see how they will make every ride go right during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales.
Stick out your tongue and say, ah, it's the craziest thing you ever saw. Here at Olympic Game Farm, they say howdy with a wave of a paw. Now it's hard to steer clear of the elk and the deer when they pop in to say hello. They've got lions and tigers and bears.
Oh,
don't forget about the buffalo. It's impossible to say calm. So come out with your dad and your mom. Canine and feline, you'll find us online at onlygamefarm.com.
The city of Port Angeles is addressing important safety concerns on the 8th Street Bridge, and it's going to affect the way motorists get around for a while. For the next few weeks, crews are working to install a pedestrian fence on the bridge. The eastbound traffic lane is closed. Westbound lanes will stay open. For pedestrians, a sidewalk on one side of the bridge will also stay open. As you can imagine, merchants and businesses along that part of 8th Street are concerned about customers getting to their places of business. So let's make an effort to support these local businesses to help them through this temporary traffic alteration. Again, this project will affect West 8th Street for the next few weeks. It's estimated until September 14th. Of course, with any project, dates may change, and we'll keep you posted. To learn more, you can call the project manager at 417-4811. A message from the City of Port Angeles.
Sunset Hardware has the largest selection of Milwaukee tools and accessories. We have the M18 tools with a red lithium battery technology for longer running time. They're extremely lightweight and easy to manage. We have drill bits, grinding wheels, hole saws, and sawzall blades for getting the job done. Any tool for any job. Milwaukee is your number one choice, and Sunset Hardware is your number one Milwaukee dealer with the largest selection locally. Stop by and see us, downtown Port Angeles on Marine Drive.
Voted the Peninsula's number one live band 3 years in a row.
Don't you want somebody to love?
Classic hits. Black Diamond Junction.
I'm gonna heart my heart.
Experience those memorable songs. Easy to dance to and easy on the ears. Black Diamond Junction is back.
Catch BDJ Sunday night at 6 at the Squim Elks, open to the public.
Complete news coverage. Rely on it from News Radio KONP, Port Angeles Squim.